we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens Good Day.
Sure looks like a good day. Wide open down a two-lane highway. It's about time that some things went my way. Throwing troubles out to the wind. And I'm praying that they never catch up again. I'm going to say my worried days are done. This looks like a good day to run.
For Friday, March the 1st, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden and Roberta Fasinelli here on Good Day. Jennifer has scooted down the chute. She has still not been able to shake that
weird allergy that she's got going on. Right? Yeah.
The way her body's reacting to it. So we'll hold a good thought for her and move on into other items that are going on in all of our worlds today. Actually, I was thinking about something that happened this week. You may remember, or you may have seen, if you haven't, I'll give you a little background into the new CEO of Yahoo. Her name is Marissa Mayer. Mm-hmm. She's 39 years old.
Yeah.
She had a baby in the first 8 months of her being the CEO at Yahoo.
Yeah, she's been around for a year.
Yeah, about a year, I think. Right. So she's issued an edict to her workforce. This sort of flies in the face of what's going on. Collective wisdom has many companies having their workers work at home because, let's face it, most of the tools that are used by many progressive companies are basically the same things you got at home.
You know,
you have a home office and you work out of your home. I do.
That's it's funny you use the term collective wisdom, though.
Yeah, how so?
So continue, and then I'll tell you why.
Let me tell you what she did.
Right.
She said this week that the people who had been working from home, and I think about 14% actually, of 14% of all of the workers at Yahoo were at home. And she has said no to that. They've cut out virtual work assignments and arrangements, and now everybody has to start showing up in person to an office wherever they may be. Up in San Jose, in San Francisco, down here in Santa Monica's big Yahoo office, no more working from home. And as today is Employee Appreciation Day, and as we had Morley Winograd on the program earlier this week, the fellow that wrote Millennial Momentum, remember that was a pretty good conversation, trying to figure out what everybody's doing in the new generation, whether or not this collaborative working environment for a generation who really likes having freedom and seems to respond well to it, is this going to work for Yahoo? And I don't know how you would describe Yahoo these days, Richie, in terms of comparisons and competitive edge. They've been around a while. Certainly,
they've struggled.
They've
had their struggles, but Google has certainly come on strong, and even Bing is giving them a competition, a good run for their money.
Yeah.
Me personally, their editorial decisions, I'm not a big fan of. It just seems like all of a sudden they have this political sway. One way or the other, and I'm not a fan of that, so I don't go there near as much as I do because all the stories seem to have some kind of bent.
Yeah.
But that said, I found this very interesting because, you know, Doug, our staff is very spread around.
Yes.
I mean, look at the three of us sitting here right now. We're not even anywhere close to each other. Roberta and I are the closest at, 500 miles away from each other?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And our support staff, you know, the producers and everything, they're everywhere. They're
all over
California,
the place, too.
And
right.
California and you know, Florida, so,
Washington, New York.
So,
yep.
You know, for us, it works, but I totally understand where she's coming from when you say collective.
Well, you can't have brainstorming stuff that you need to do sometimes.
I will find our staff sitting in a huddle.
Yeah,
for 10-15 minutes at a time.
But can't you do that with one of those webinars?
But you have to. This is what I'm talking about. Is just kind of like spontaneous.
Uh huh.
Where all of a sudden, three of the guys will just be sitting around, just knocking around a few ideas,
right.
And it just happened. You know, the conversation just started, and it just happened.
Yeah.
For it to happen over Skype, sure, you can do that, but it has to be initiated.
Okay, may I give you an example?
Uh huh.
All right. Last 3 or 4 weeks, I've been having consults with a couple of fellows who are in Australia. And they've been talking to me about things that I want to, I needed, you know me, I enjoy and encourage enthusiastic contributions from people who
True.
Are good at what they do.
Yep.
I had lunch yesterday with probably, arguably, the best program person in the world of spoken word formats, and I learned a great deal from him. I've been doing this actually... we can argue that I've been on the air longer than probably anybody else doing this format, the spoken word yeah. format. And so listening to him, and he looked at me, he said, how old are you? And I told him, and we were very honest with one another. He really got down to the nitty-gritty. But the reason I bring it up in this discussion is because it's necessary... It's really important for us to be able to work together. Collectively, you're going to get lots more. I have found this over the years in any business I've run. I need to have input, not just from one other person that I respect, but from everybody who has a stake in the game, skin in the game, as they say. You got to bring everybody in. It may be that they don't all agree, and it may be that at the end when I make a decision, I may not agree with what they want, but at least I got their input, and it influences me tremendously. So can you do, those of you who run a business, Richie's suggestion is probably a very good one. I know that here in Santa Monica, Google has spent millions of dollars to expand their, what they call the Google Plex here in Santa Monica. They're trying to make the workplace such a great place that people will want to come to work
right.
rather than telecommute.
Right.
And there are, and I think that that's happened up in San Jose as well. I wonder if it's happened elsewhere. Hard, if you're located in New York City, it's a lot more difficult to do that unless you go right. to Stanford or you actually move out. And a lot of companies have done
there
that.
There are many jobs where it's quite okay to really just kind of lock yourself in a room at home, not
yeah.
have to have any interaction with anybody,
right. yeah.
and it works. But then there are other jobs where just the interaction, the conversation with your coworkers on ideas and
yep.
and status, it's very necessary. So, I mean, I could see where there could be some positions where you would say, no, you know what, this works better in the office, you need to be mm-hmm. here. And some where you could say, you know what, you're just writing code for yeah. this.
What do you need to be in the office for?
No, and you can just lock yourself in a room and, yep. and go.
Yeah. Now, this is, by the way, the number one business story of the week. Everybody's looking at this person. Everybody raised their eyebrows when A, a woman became the CEO at Yahoo, B, a young woman became the CEO, and three, a young woman who was pregnant was made CEO of Yahoo. So she's looked around, she's checked out the marketplace, she's listened to a lot of people. They've decided that because they're under some financial pressure to cut costs and become more efficient, maybe this is the way to make them more efficient. And that's part of the way of I think, understanding this move. Right
here. Here's the stickler, though. Okay, there are a lot of women who work for Yahoo
yep.
who are saying, well, listen, you were able to build a place for your child next to your office
uh-huh.
so that you can bring your child to work with you and have yeah. daycare right there in your office.
Yeah.
Go ahead and build the same thing for us. How come yeah. we can't have that?
I would bet that some of these companies that are very progressive are doing that. One of the things that happens that I learned from this fellow, I'm quoting again this gentleman that we had on the program, Mr. Winograd. He says that you can't mandate really well anymore. You got to motivate. Mandate, no. Motivate, yes. Because people want to contribute. They want to feel important. They want to have what they are doing be a part of a cog, if you will, in the wheel of the success of the company. And oftentimes, Richie, it isn't so much titles. It's how people look at their work environment.
Everybody wants to feel needed.
A predicator of success in the mind of the employee.
Right.
And if they're smart enough to put in a baby, you know, some kind of facility where
a nursery or a
nursery
daycare.
Right. That means they don't have to pay more. They just are making it easier and better for these people to do what they want them to do in the first place.
It's just so funny because the work at home thing has been such a big trend over the last decade.
Yeah,
now that it's
now
possible.
Going the other way.
And it may be going the other way. And,
yeah,
you know, and,
to a point.
And one of the big things is, okay, I might not need 15,000 square feet of office space. I only need 9,000 square feet of office space. And at $23 a square foot, that's big savings, buddy.
Yeah. Yep.
So.
Yeah. All right. So it's a, again, we all work independently. Richie has an office he has to go to because he has a lot of people that are working for him, and they need. There has to be, in this circumstance, there's got to be some headquarters for the audio of what it is that we're doing.
Can't push the buttons from far away.
No, you can't. No, I mean, I couldn't do this and just send it directly into some tower farm or into the what we call, I don't just make this too inside, but there's a dish farm in Staten Island that takes all of the radio programs that are produced, mostly in New York and Los Angeles, but Washington as well is a big hub now for producing radio programs, and that stuff all gets sent on a digital line up to Staten Island, then it gets uplinked to the bird. We call it the bird up in the, look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's a satellite!
And then back down to your radio station,
back down,
and then back up in the sky, and then back down to your car or your
home
radio.
It's amazing how
all
the
in about 2 seconds.
Right, yeah, actually less than that, 0.8 seconds.
Yeah.
It is an absolute amazing reality. So, but I think as we think about employees today, it's interesting to see how movement is going back and forth among these successful companies. 18 after on Good Day.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands, like Fluke. Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
So let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal, healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend, you're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male, because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-496-4901. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-496-4901. That's 1-800-496-4901. 1-800-496-4901.
Marking our 25th year of network radio, Doug Steffens, Good Day.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street. We like living right and being free. We don't make a party out of love, but we like holding hands and fishing wood. We don't let our hair grow long and shaggy like the hippies out in San Francisco do. To be an Okie from Muskogee, a place where even squares can have a ball.
I believe
you still wave old glory.
And Dale Robertson, whose voice you're hearing now what is this on Hee Haw, Richie? Where was this?
This is Hee Haw.
This is Hee Haw.
Yeah.
Dale Robertson, probably, Richie doesn't know who he is, I'm guessing. You remember Dale Robertson, Roberta? You know who Dale Robertson was?
No.
All right. So for those of
history lesson time.
Yeah, it's history lesson time. Dale Robertson, probably one of the best looking. He's one of these guys that was an authentic cowboy. And he, as he started off life, he got out of high school. He grew up on a ranch and was quite good on a horse, and somehow or other attracted the attention, as did people like Gary Cooper, the good-looking, tall guys in the saddle, literally, came. Farnsworth was one. Brimley, not so good-looking. But all these guys that were actually brought up on ranches, they knew horses. And Robertson came to Hollywood to be a stuntman and to groom and work with horses. And because he was as good-looking as he was, he became a television star and a Western movie star during the heyday. I'm looking at some of the things about him. Probably the Tales of Wells Fargo on television. He was a friend, interestingly enough, of as a youngster of Clark Gable. Was a double for Clark Gable. But he rode his horse as a teenager. He became a champion rider. And that's what got him into a movie called Jesse James, Fighting Man of the Plains in 1949. He romanced Betty Grable, Mitzi Gaynor, a lot of people whose names, again, probably have been lost or forgotten. But what I remember about him most was the television show. He was one of those guys like Bat Masterson. You saw some of these old Western heroes, Wyatt Earp, Buffalo Bill Hickok. Anyway, so Robertson was a really well-known character, and he died yesterday at the age of 89 of pneumonia. This is an excerpt from one of the segments, one of the
love
shows.
The dramatic music in these shows.
Dirty shame turning a man off like a lamp.
Wait out here if you want to, Bo.
Voice. He was well known in Hollywood. He had a Chrysler station wagon with the horns of a longhorn bull on his front fender.
That's cool.
Yeah. He's a very cool guy. I met him once. Very, very cool.
This old man can't even finish a meal. Well, if it isn't Jim Hardy.
How are you, Frank?
Oh, say, it's good to see you. Recognize
those voices if you remember any of the Cowboys.
Yeah, back then you had the big voice to be on television.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So we mark the passing of Dale Robertson here on Good Day at 28 past the hour.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
New activations only requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans plus activation.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. You're invited to join our party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens' Good Day.
I never was a captain of the football team, and you ain't never been a prom queen. And that's okay. I got you. Well, it's a good day. Good day to be me. Hey, you weren't wearing makeup, baby, on the night you said you would.
Now 33 after the hour on today's Doug Steffens Good Day program. If I haven't reminded you enough, it is Friday the 1st of March. Another opportunity, day by day, minute by minute, second by second, maybe inch by inch or foot by foot, we are moving ahead. You always have that next second. You can make the next second better by improving on whatever it is you're doing right now, second by second, right? And minute by minute, day by day. You want success? If you want it, that's great. Super. Congratulations. But is that enough? No. Today we've been talking about working, the work environment. There are some who accurately and appropriately suggest that we cotton a little bit too much to the worker. I mean, at some point in time, there's a happy medium, I suppose, from the old days of the sweatshops,
sure,
and, you know, the edicts and that kind of stuff, to getting the best out of people, to people taking advantage of you. I have tried it all ways, being an employer, and I find because I am who I am, Richie will tell you that I make a lot of noise, but oftentimes I am a little, I'm easily pushed around. I don't know, pushed around.
Right.
I'm a competitor to the nth degree when it comes to competing with my peers and doing things that I think are necessary to make this program, for example, fresh or to keep my farm rolling. But I am more often, shall we say, influenced by somebody's, what some might describe a sob story, someone who's having a tough time.
Mm-hmm.
And so that gets in the way of being able to run an efficient business. And you can still have a heart. You can be appropriately attuned to what your needs, the needs of your employees are. But at some point, you got to remember you're running a business. And I'm not sure I've always been as good at that as I ought to have been. Mm-hmm. And so things sometimes get in the way, especially when we go into a time. I started my austerity program 4 years ago. The government has taken 4 years to get to where I had to go in order to survive.
And they're not there yet.
And they're not even close. The fact that these people are arguing about a 2% cut in the budget.
Yeah.
So Joe Biden has to take the train now. Who cares? The excesses, and that's what we're really talking about. If you don't think, and this is really, I'm not going to get too worked up about this, but I'm thinking about this problem and how to bridge the gap to success. That's really all I'm interested in here. The essence of understanding the problem. The problem is there isn't the money to support this, not how dare you want to cut off this, that, or the other thing. We've gone too far. We've been too good at the behest of the taxpayer. And now it has to stop.
But it's not going to.
Well, but you see, what then at the end of the day, what happens?
We all lose.
We fail.
Yeah.
And you don't want to fail. We don't want. There is a way, step by step, and these guys haven't figured it out, and they won't because of the nature of that business. But let's move to you and your business and your life. You're probably looking at this, and I think that's the lesson here, Richie. Take the government out of the equation other than the stimulator for the conversation, because that's what they are. They
right.
stimulated us to think about, and we get angry because we all know that we can't spend more than we make. We do. We borrow money. We have a hard time paying it back. We grumble about it, but we have to pay it back for the most part. Very few people can get away, even though a lot of folks talk about what's happened in the credit card world or with people's credit or you know, any or all of those things. But sooner or later, you got to pay. One way or the other, you got to pay something. With these guys, they don't want to give up anything. And they've so overinflated, overcooked, overworked, overdone all of this stuff. And the first thing, this is what we, back to the focus on running a company. When you're managing a company, you're managing people, you're managing tools, you're managing inventory, you're managing spending, you're managing all these things. That's your job. That's why you're there. That's how you survive and succeed. So these people don't want to. They can, but they are not surrounded by the right types to actually run things. And people say, yeah, I can't run government like a business. Okay, even if that's true, which I don't believe it is, but even if you give that's not true, you can't go through the various departments and see for yourself what you know instinctively is there, the waste, the fraud, the corruption. The Department of Defense, I keep talking about them all the time.
Yep.
If the Government Accounting Office says, if you were to get rid of all the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the cronyism, for $460 billion, you'd get the same thing they now spent $700 billion on. And yet I listen to some of these well-intentioned senators. Last night I was going to sleep. I always put myself to sleep by putting C-SPAN on to watch the Senate or the House in debate. I go right, it's like a sleeping pill. So I'm watching Lindsey Graham from, what is he, North Carolina, South Carolina?
Yeah.
Something. Anyway, one of the Carolinas. Intelligent, articulate guy, talking about how horrible it is to cut the spending for men and women who are in uniform. Are you kidding? We've screwed them 85 ways from Sunday because we've taken the money and wasted it on programs that the military doesn't even want.
Yeah, the dilemma, the immediate dilemma is that they created all of these quote-unquote cuts now that will cut the wrong things just so that they can fear-monger everybody instead of cutting the things that they should be cutting.
Right.
So now all of the politicians can walk around and go, uh-oh, your house is going to burn down, your kids are going to starve to death, and grandma's not going to get medical attention.
And the public's wise to it.
And Cuba's going to attack and take over the United States.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
So it's all a game, and they're playing with everybody's brains,
and
the
they all
news
know
service service is just playing. Oh, yeah. The news service is gone. Yippee!
Yeah.
Look at this
but
story.
The
great.
Average person has now figured it out. That's why they've softened. The last 24 hours, they've all softened their
As
approach.
My friend Gordon Liddy used to say,
God love him.
Suckers!
Yeah. They're right. We're all suckers because we keep playing into this stuff.
Yeah.
You need a roadmap.
And they're all doing it.
You need
they're
some courage.
I don't care, left, right. But
yeah,
all
right. Oh, yeah. It's all
it
doesn't make
game
any difference.
And
right.
Yep, playing
yep,
us.
Yep, 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 yep. So if you're smart and you get on the straight road, you move ahead, you realize that these people are in a dream world, and you kind of try, you know, because you can't really rationalize, you can't really, they don't listen. So you work your own world, and you do the best you can to save on taxes.
And here's even a funnier part. Apparently, Lanny Davis and Bob Woodward are claiming that the White House is threatening them for speaking out against them. Both of these guys, you say what you want about Woodward, he's written against both sides. Lanny Davis is a diehard Democrat, but he's claiming that that they threatened to pull his credentials if he keeps writing about the White House in the ways that he's been writing. So, you know, you have this... this sequestration conversation and game that they're playing, yet they want to make sure that their message is their message and that their message doesn't get tarnished.
Yeah, right. Okay. Clear. That's, you know what? Mrs. Obama was on was a Good Morning America last Tuesday. I think it was either Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yes.
And the interview had been pre-taped by Robin Roberts at the White House. So she said something that apparently was not right.
Yeah.
The information about the AK-47 was wrong. Or she mistake. Anyway, she made a mistake. And so instead of airing it, they edited it out.
Right.
To make her look better. They said, oh, no, we just did it because of time. Who in their right mind believes that? You got to be wacko to think that they didn't cut it out because they didn't want her to look bad. And you know what, Richie? Interesting. This morning earlier, I went through the four major news sites that I use. There wasn't one mention on any one of them about ABC cutting out. And the guys at ABC have been, you know, somebody woke up to it. I don't know if it's Drudge, somebody like that woke up to it or heard the story and they sort of narrowed in on it.
Right.
And they say, oh, no, that isn't what happened. But somebody got a hold of the audio.
The bottom line is, hey, listen, we can't trust anybody. What anybody says, you have to go to 15 different sources and then make up the truth yourself.
Yep. Okay. So
create the truth.
Yep. Here's the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth about men who are Richie's age through my age. You're losing your testosterone, boys. And if you have desires and you want to do things with your body that makes you look and feel the same as you did when you're in your 20s and 30s, may not be so easy because you don't have enough testosterone. And without enough testosterone, things just don't work as well as they used to. So, what's the fix for that problem? Well, it's a product called T-Gen with Nitro Boost. Testosterone added. If you're in the 200-400 range with your testosterone, you need to up it. And testosterone does all kinds of things to keep you healthy. Plus, the addition of nitric oxide, which is what Nitro Boost is. Nitric oxide is what opens up your capillaries and your veins and your arteries so that all the blood gets pushed through and you begin to feel that excitement, that thing in your body that makes you feel like you're alive. T-Gen with Nitro Boost, tested, and approved. The ingredients are clinically shown to be safe and natural, raising free testosterone, getting the nitric oxide into your blood system, so everything goes where it's supposed to go, when and where it counts. So, what are we going to do about this? You're going to call right now. Try T-Gen with Nitro Boost. And if you mention Doug Steffen, when you call 800-631-6443, half price, that's the deal. You get it for half price. 800-631-6443. Don't walk or tread lightly. Get on the phone. Get the deal. Get the 90-day money-back guarantee. And get feeling better, full of energy. This is a great offer. Get on the line now. T-Gen with Nitro Boost, available only from the manufacturer, not in stores, by calling 800-631-6443.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where'd you learn so much about money?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
No. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands, like Fluke. Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
All right, so Roberta, Richie, Doug here on Good Day. How many of you have studied the speedometer on your car?
Really,
how
study?
Do you mean study? You know what?
What do you mean by study?
Okay. How far?
I know it's got numbers that go up to 100
up to
or whatever.
What? Right. How far does your speedometer go on your car?
I can't tell you.
The new, you got a new Buick
Milan.
Or something. Yeah,
yeah,
Milan. That's right. The Lincoln. All right. So you don't know how far. What about yours, Roberta? How far is your car?
110, maybe.
Nah, it probably is. Well, anyway,
120.
Yeah, the reason I bring it up is
you used to go up to 120, which is all
right.
Load.
Yeah, exactly. When you look at, well, first of all, you can't drive legally that far.
Right.
But if you look at some of these little cars, these little tin cans that have 100 horsepower engines in them,
I just looked at mine. It goes up to 120.
Okay. You can't get that car, you could probably get to 120. But why in the world do they put these in these little tin cans that can't, you know, drive? The speed limit is, first of all, what's the highest in the country? 80 miles an hour, someplace in Arizona,
right.
75, 80 miles an hour? All right. So you got to, you wonder why they put the big engines in. That's one question. But the other thing is, why would you have a speedometer that goes to 140 when the car can't possibly get more than? Can you imagine driving one of those little Toyota Yaris's at 100 miles an hour? You got to be suicidal to do that.
Oh, in the smart car.
Oh.
Let me look up and see what the smart car speedometer does.
My God, how do you
see if that one goes up to 120?
Yeah, I mean it's sort of food for thought. You look at some of these new cars, the Ford Fusion, the Chevy Malibu that I drive around
the
most of the time.
The smart car speedometer goes up to 140 miles an hour.
Yeah. You think you're going to take that thing down the road at 140 miles an hour? You'd be flying.
You'd disintegrate.
Yeah, of course you would. So I get a kick out of sometimes. You look at these things. It's one of those funny, quirky things that I think about from time. Why in the world
does
a speedometer go to 140 when you can't possibly move the car more than even 80 in a smart car? I mean, maybe the car you have, Richie, you can do comfortably 90, 95.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Sure. All right, food for thought on Good Day, 51 after the hour.
Sell something you believe in. Almost sounds like a foreign concept, right? Listen, when is the last time you sold for a company and a product you believed in? Something you could feel good about Monday through Friday, and even Saturday and Sunday. Something with integrity. Perhaps you've heard of us. We're GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Over 800 radio stations, the web, and 4 satellites broadcast our conservative talk radio shows 24/7, 365. While much of radio struggles, we're doing things all over the globe that those with just a transmitter can only dream of. We've got listeners, lots of them, and advertisers who need help reaching those listeners. But they need you. GCN is looking for motivated self-starters, people good on the phone with proven sales savvy, experience in marketing and advertising, but we'll invest in training the right person. We offer benefits, but the biggest benefit is selling something you believe in. Send your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with GCN and sell something you believe in. Again.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Never listen to another Justin Bieber song again.
Ah, this is so annoying. Justin Bieber, Never Say Never from the Karate Kid remake. This little worm is 19 today.
Yeah, and my daughter is all about the Bieber.
Yeah, good. She can have him.
My daughter likes him too.
Yeah, can't get away from it.
Yeah, she can. We're going to shut the music off right now and move on.
Yeah, no, we can get away from it here. Yeah, right. Absolutely.
54 past the hour, 6 for the new hour. Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments. Chuck's going to give us a preview of the important movies coming out this weekend to find out whether you will enjoy going to the movies. I love going to the movies. Not a lot of good things to see, but some of them around are worth the effort. Zero Dark Thirty, I think, is one of the movies. And the one that's supposed to be even more compelling, Chucker, where are we with that one? I forget even what the title of it is. Isn't there another one that's on the way about the killing of Bin Laden?
I'm not sure if that's a feature film or a documentary. There's probably a few different works on that subject, though.
It's amazing how they do.
I'm a big fan of Zero Dark Thirty.
Yeah, I am too.
Not a perfect film, but pretty compelling, and I thought she was awesome in the movie, Jessica Chastain.
Yep, very good stuff. All right, now let's go back. One of the things that was featured during the Oscars last weekend was a tribute to James Bond. I'll give you that much of a hint with our movie contest audio today from a movie Daniel Craig starred in. He'll be 45 tomorrow, so this plays in well. There's only, what, three movies he's been in, so you got to choose from one of the three, I guess. That's as much of a hint as I'm going to give you. The rest of the hints come in the audio from the film, which starts with this first clip.
Enough to quit and float around the world with you until one of us has to find an honest job. But I think that's going to have to be you, because I have no idea what an honest job is.
Got it? 888-302-3684. Next clip then, Richie.
It doesn't bother you, killing those people.
Well, I wouldn't be very good at my job if it did.
Oh, okay.
888-302, Doug, for the identity of this for the swell prize. If you've won before on Movie Moments, let somebody else win who has the last clip, Rich.
So you want me to be half monk, half hitman?
All right, you got the one, right, Chucker?
I know. Yeah.
All right. Most if you're a fan of the franchise and who isn't, you got it figured out. 888-302-3684. Chucker has previews of movies coming out this weekend in just a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer?
Wait,
is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea. Realized tea taste with a K.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Discover Card. How can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
All right, so let's get at these answers to the... let's not do the answer yet. Let's get Chucker to tell us about the movies coming out this weekend. What do you say?
A handful of films open, Doug. It's March 1st, so expect a big studio film. The first will be Jack the Giant Slayer, which is a CGI-laden minstrosity of a movie.
Yeah, looks awful.
I personally have no interest
awful.
In it.
Awful.
Another horror film opens this weekend, The Last Exorcism 2. I guess the exorcism in the first film wasn't really good, so they need another one.
Enough, yeah, right.
Then there's a movie called Phantoms, which is a submarine thriller starring Ed Harris and David Duchovny, opening on over 2,000 screens, tracking at a $2 million opening weekend. I haven't seen a single coming attraction. I don't know.
I
have you seen the? I haven't seen one.
No, I haven't either. What's it about? A submarine?
It's a submarine thriller. They say that Ed Harris is really good in it.
Really?
The film itself's getting so reviews, but. That's an awful opening for a movie on 2000 screens.
I've never seen a trailer for it. I'd love to see a movie
either.
Like that.
I just read about it the other day. And then there's a teen comedy, 21 and Over. And then Dustin Hoffman's directorial debut, Quartet, with Maggie Smith, appealing to the senior crowd, opens in a wider release.
Yep.
Today, which is good for off houses.
So it'll be interesting to see if that submarine thing opens in, because normally, it would be on 3,200 screens?
Well, 2,000 screen release is pretty good.
Right.
You know,
Taj, what's the name of that movie?
Skyfall.
Skyfall is a good guess, one of the three he's been in, but not the right one. So you get two more to choose from. Bob, which one do you choose?
Casino Royale.
Casino Royale came out in 2006, the first movie Daniel Craig did as 007. So you get the prize, sir. Thanks very much. Tucker, have a great weekend. 59 past the hour here on the Good Day program.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.